This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome to the special podcast, B Street Talk on Markets, powered by Money Control. Well, today I have with me Amit Chavan, who is a Chief Analyst, Technical and Derivatives at Angel Broking. Well, welcome to the podcast, Amit.
Hi.
Well, Samir, before we go ahead and start the podcast, it has been a complete bloodbath on D Street as investors lost more than 5 lakh crores in terms of market capitalization. In fact, Sensex and Nifty recorded their worst week in 4 years. Sensex plunged more than 1,400 points, second worst fall since August 2015. When the index was down by more than 1,600 points. So what is the way ahead for market?
Yes, unfortunately, last week, if you see, we were somewhere around 12,050, and no one would have expected this kind of, massive fall in this market.
Right.
Things, with respect to coronavirus aggravated at the global front, and that has, clearly had a rub-off effect on the global markets across the globe.
Mm-hmm.
If you see, Dow Jones, it has already fallen more than 10-12% in last 4 days, and it is quite rare to see.
Right.
If you see in the past also, this is probably the weakest week for Dow Jones.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as, levels are concerned, honestly speaking, we were not expecting Nifty to fall below 11,600-650, which we were seeing as a budget day low, as well as the, 200-day moving average. So
mm-hmm.
if you see in the near term, 200-day average acts as a sheet anchor.
Absolutely.
But market has shown no respect for this particular average, and in last couple of days, we've already, fallen below that. In fact, yesterday, the kind of, tail end recovery that we witnessed in the market, we had a bullish hammer pattern.
Absolutely.
So we were expecting some kind of, revival, probably a, some kind of respite toward 11,800-850.
Right.
But the kind of overnight fall that we saw in the US market last night,
mm-hmm.
Clearly that was quite intimidating, and we had a massive gap down opening, and mm-hmm. we consolidated for nearly 1 or 2 hours, and then again this selling got aggravated on our market. So 11,200, yes, technically seems to be a very strong support. Weekly 89 moving average is also placed around it.
Mm-hmm.
But the kind of massive sell-off that we are seeing across the globe, all eyes would be on Dow Jones now, how it pans out in the evening session today. So if we have some kind of respite, then probably, Nifty would gyrate in the range of, say, 11,100 on the lower side.
Mm-hmm.
And on the higher side, 11,600 to 11,700. These are the levels to watch.
Right. Well, talking about the February series, Samir, Nifty fell over 3% in Feb series. What is the outlook for March series as well? Do you think Nifty, will breach 11,000 on the downside, or will it sort of recover back towards 11,800, 12,000
levels? Honestly speaking, till Monday, Tuesday, we were not expecting a major fall in the market, but the velocity at which market had come
mm-hmm.
In last 3 to 4 days, it looks slightly threatening. So one has to see how index behaves. So as I said, 11,000 is the level to watch out for.
Right.
If he manages to hold on to this important mark, it's a psychological mark also. And if you see on the weekly, monthly chart, there is a upward sloping channel that
mm-hmm.
is formed.
Mm-hmm.
So the lower end of this particular channel is coinciding somewhere around 11,000-11,050. So it would be a crucial level to watch out for. If we manages to hold this important level, then yes,
mm-hmm.
Probably would see some kind of recovery, and then Nifty can head towards 11,650 or 700. But if we have to regain any kind of strength,
mm-hmm.
Then one needs to watch out how index behaves around 11,600-11,700. So that's the level to watch out for in the upward direction.
Right. And the last question, I think this is the most important question, which I'm sure a lot of listeners would want to know. What should be the strategy which one can deploy for the coming week? Is it time to sort of bottom fish, or stay away from markets at this point in time?
See, as a trader, I think that one should stay light and avoid any kind of taking undue risk,
mm-hmm.
because the volatility has increased quite rapidly.
Mm-hmm.
If you see India VIX also, it has surged substantially in last 4 days. So, in such kind of volatile market, one should avoid aggressive trading, and one should avoid leverage positions as well.
Okay.
But yes, I still believe that historically it is proven that if you want to make your portfolio, if you want to build your portfolio,
mm-hmm.
Then you should start accumulating quality names, marquee names in such kind of panic. And this is what we have been witnessing in last couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
So in such kind of panic situation, one should start mingling in. Look for a quality name, marquee names, such as, in banking, ICICI Bank, HDFC Bank, they have corrected quite a lot. in auto space, Maruti it has corrected quite sharply. So you can, you know, clearly concentrate on such kind of quality names and start accumulating from current level.
Perfect. Well, thank you, Samit, and listeners, for tuning into this edition of Special Podcast. But do stay logged on to moneycontrol.com for more on news, business, and economy. Well, thank you, Samit, for your time.